Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the King Cove School and the first game of today's three games. Right now we have the King Cove T-Jacks playing against the Unalaska Raiders. This is their JV team. And we were mistaken yesterday. We kept saying they're JV and varsity, but it turns out they have two JV teams here. So we're playing one of their two JV teams. Right now we're just about 30 seconds into the first quarter. Score still 0-0. In for the T-Jacks, Ethan Mack, Jamin Mack, T.J. Hamilton, and Levi Larson. And it will be T-Jacks ball. Jamin Mack bringing it down for the T-Jacks. Pass over to Ian Simonson at the corner. He's looking for an open cutter. He'll find T.J. cutting through. And passes a little long, but he gets it, takes it up, misses. Rebound by number 51, N.J. Siemens for the Raiders. I'll pass it over to number 65, Jerome Torres. Long pass over down to 51. He'll dribble it in, take the shot. No good. Rebound by Jamin Mack. He'll dribble down fast for the boys. Find Ethan cutting through, but there's just both passed and the runner were just going too fast. It resulted in a turnover out of bounds on the T-Jacks. 55, Jerome Torres bringing it down for Unalaska. Pass over to Gabe Kachutin. Back over to number 41, Carter Price. And a steal by, almost a steal by Ian Samuelson. Raiders still have the ball. Carter Price dribbling to the side. Ooh, and that's an action right in front of me. Turnover by the Eagles, or by the Raiders. They're going to call a foul on 5-1. That foul's on N.J. Seaman. T-Jacks ball. Jamin Mack will bring it down. Pass over to Ian up the side. Finds T.J. cutting through. He'll dribble. Go up with it. Miss. Get his rebound. Dribble. Go back up with it. And that one's good. 2-0. And Carter Price dribbling it down strong for the Raiders. He'll go try to go up with it, but he's going to get called for the travel. Just a little shuffle enough to get called for it. Again, T-Jack's ball. Jamin bringing it down. Finds Ian and T.J. cutting through again. This is the third time they've done that, and it's been almost successful every time. Pass over to Levi Larson. He'll take the shot, and this rebound by Jamin. Pass to Ian at the top. Passes it over to Ethan. Back to Jamin. Finds T.J. cutting through. He'll take his shot. No good. Rebound by Ethan. Pass to Ian at the top. He'll dribble in, take the shot. No good. Rebound by N.J. Seaman. And Carter Price will bring it down. He'll try to pass it over to 55. And some tight defense being played by the T-Jacks, but the Raiders are trying to make their way in. They're going to call a foul on 44 gold. That's a foul on T.J. Hamilton with the reach. Raiders ball. Pass over to Gabe Kachutin at the top. He'll dribble his way over. Pass it to Carter Price at the side. He passes it down to number 61. He'll dribble his way in. And he's going to get called for the foul. They're going to call a foul on 34 gold. That's the foul on Levi Larson. And that's a shooting foul, so that'll put N.J. Siemens at the line for two shots. Shoots the first, and it's good. 1-2. T-Jacks. And the shots will tie the game. That's no good. Rebound by T.J. Hamilton. He makes his way down the court in the middle, takes the shot, and it's good. Beautiful play by him. Carter Price bringing it down, and it looks like they're going to call a foul on number 40 with the reach. It's a foul on Ethan Mack. Raiders ball. Oh, number 51, he'll get the ball and shoot, and it's good. That's N.J. Siemens getting all the 3 points that the Raiders have. Jamin Mack bringing it down strong for the T-Jacks. Pass over to Ethan. Passes it to PJ at the side. And almost a steal by tiny little Gabe. And T-Jack still have it. Shot in the miss. Raiders ball. 55 with the shot. 3-point shot in the miss. Rebound by the Raiders. Number 11, Gabe Kachutin with the shot and the score, putting the Raiders up 5-4. Ethan Mack with the ball. Pass to Ian up the top. He's looking for a man. Pass it over to Damon Mack. He's looking for a cutter. Find PJ cutting through. And as he's getting the ball, we have number 51 getting a foul for the Raiders. That's NJ Seaman. Some subs for our T-Jacks. It'll be T-Jacks ball at the bottom of the hoop there. And the ball is in. Passed out to Jamin Mack. Pass it over to Ethan. Oh, he tries to pass it over to Jamin, but it'll be stolen by number 55, Jerome Torres. Pass over to number 11, Gabe Kachutin goes up to the free throw and misses. Rebound by Ethan Mack. He's just a little too fast for himself. Almost loses it. He knows he did a double dribble there. He kind of lost it. Picked it up, put it back down. Double dribble. Raiders ball, Carter Price bringing it down. Pass over to Jerome Torres. He's looking for a cutter. And it'll be knocked out of bounds. Some good defense play by Connor Samuelson. Out of bounds on him. Still Raiders ball. Pass into Carter Price. He'll drive in, take the shot. No good. Rebound by Robert Christensen. He'll pass it over to Jamin. Pass it down to Ethan at the bottom. And he'll go up for 2.65, T-Jack. Carter Price trying to dribble his way in. He'll stop and try to pass it over 55. He'll find Gabe. Oh, and he passes it down to Andrew Seaman, too. Just jumps up. And that's a travel. T-Jack ball. Oh, long pass down to Levi Larson, empty at the backcourt. He'll pass it over to Connor, who's cutting. And they're going to call a foul. All I saw was a one, so it's either on 4-1 or 5-1. So, T-Jack's ball, Jamin Mack, passed it over to Ethan, cutting in the middle. He'll go up with it and miss. Rebound by Jerome Torres. He'll pass it over to Carter Price. And he'll pass it right back to Jerome. We'll pass it to Gabe up the other side. Long pass over to Carter Price. He'll dribble his way in. Pass it out to Jerome Torres. Boys just trying to make their way in, but they can't, so they'll take a long shot. And a miss. Rebound by the T-Jacks. Jamin Mack bringing it down. He dribbles down and gets stuck. Passes out to Levi. Passes it to Ethan. He'll find Jamin. Jamin will take a 3-point shot and miss. Rebound by N.J. Seaman. He'll pass it down to Carter Price. He finds Gabe at the three-point line. He's trying to find a cutter. Passes it to the top. And it'll be stolen away by Ethan Mack. He'll find Jamin. Oh, boy's trying to be fancy. And that's why they didn't make the point. A couple shots attempted by the T-Jacks. They were trying to get too fancy and missed all their shots. Timeout being called by White, I think. That's Dutch. Score 6-5 in favor of the T-Jacks. Just under 2 minutes left in the first quarter. In for the Unlocker Raiders. 55, Jerome Torres. 51, N.J. Seaman. Number 11, Gabe Kachutin. 41, Carter Price. And not quite sure who is their fifth man. And number 45, Chris DePound. W Raiders ball. Carter Price bringing it down, just past half court. He'll pass it over to 55. He'll try to pass it over to 51, almost loses it, but saves it. Pass over to 55, he'll dribble in, go for the shot, no good. Rebound by Oh, the rebound by Robert Christensen, who tries to pass it down, but it'll be stolen by number 11. Goes up for the shot, missed. And the whistle. A foul on someone. Gold 4-0. That's a foul on Ethan Mack. I think that's his second. And I thought it might have been a shooting foul, but no shooting foul. So it'll be Raiders ball at the bottom of the court. Carter Price passing it in. To 55, past the 51. That's back. Carter Price with it at the top. Passes it over to Gates to Keaton. Takes a long shot and passes it over to 51. Andre Siemens, who puts it up for 2 points. And the lead, 6-7 Raiders. Damon Mack with the ball for the T-Jacks. He'll pass it over to Ethan Mack. Finds Connor cutting through. Pass it back to the top to Jamin. He'll try to dribble his way in. Pass it out to Ethan Mack. Back to Jamin. He's looking for his cutter. No one moving. Ethan Mack with the ball. Passes it back to Jamin. Finds Robert cutting through. He'll try to make his way to the basket. Put it up for 2 points. Nice shot by Robert Christensen. And Carter Price bringing it down. Look at the clock. Just 30 seconds left. Pass over to 51. He'll shoot and miss. Rebound by Robert Christensen. He'll pass it over to Ethan Mack. Finds Connor. Pass it back to the top to Jamin Mack. Pass it to Ethan. Boys just working their way around looking for an open cutter. And Jamin will take the long 3-point shot and make it. Good for 3 points, 11-7 to Jack. Nice shot by, I believe that was number 51, NJ Stevens, who puts up the buzzer beater 3-point shot, and it was good. 11-10 to Jack. And that buzzer means it was the end of the first quarter. This is the first game of today's three games. We have another game at 11 o'clock. I think that's between the Sandpoint Eagles and the other Unalaska JV team. And a 1:30 game between the T-Jacks and Eagles. All those times are subject to change as the boys need an hour between games to rest. And weather permitting, they may leave earlier, they may leave later, but we'll keep you tuned up to what time the games will be. Again, 11-10 in favor of the T-Jacks. It's going to be Raiders ball.
Let's say evil.
Okay, Carter Price, bring it down for the Raiders. Pass over to one. A long pass by him. Tried to pass it over to Gabe Kachutin, but he just wasn't there. Out of bounds. T-Jack ball. Jamin Mack bringing it down. Tries to pass it over to PJ. Almost deflected by 51. They still got it. Passed down to PJ. He's being defended by a couple of Raiders and looking like they're going to call a foul on somebody. Let me see. I think I said white 4-5. Is there a 4-5 in there? Krista Pound, that'll put PJ at the line for two shots. First one's up and no good. He shoots his second, and that one's no good. Rebound by 51. NJ Siemens, he'll pass it down to Carter Price, who gets stuck in the middle by the two guys. Steal by PJ Hamilton. Jamin Mack bringing it down. Pass over to Ethan, where he thought Ethan might have been, but he runs into Jerome Torres. And that ball goes straight out of bounds from his hand, so possession stays with the T-Jacks. Jamin Mack passes it over to Ethan at the top. He finds PJ cutting through. Passes it back out to Ian Samuelson. Pass over to Jamin with the ball. He finds PJ cutting, who dribbles and goes up with it. He'll miss. Rebound by
Robert Christensen, he'll put it right back up for 2 points. 13-10. Dave Kachutin with the ball.
Passes it down to NJ Seaman. He'll find Jerome Torres. And he'll find Chris DePound down there. And he'll shoot and miss. T-Jack ball. Ian Samuelson with a long three-point shot, and it's nothing but net. He must have done at least a foot out from behind there. Nice shot by him. N.J. Seaman with the ball for the Raiders. Being pressured by three T-Jacks. Still get it to Gabe Kachutin at the top. Presses it back to Jerome Torres, and it's knocked out of bounds. Some good defense played by P.J. Hamilton. It'll still be Raiders ball. Oh, and again, some nice defense being played by P.J. Hamilton. It'll be knocked out of bounds, though. So Raiders ball still. Carter plays with it at the top. He dribbles down to the corner and gets stuck. He'll still find Gabe Kachutin. Being tightly pressured. Pass to 55. Jerome Torres. He'll get locked up with a couple of boys, and they're going to call an over-and-back call. I see one from one side of the court to the other. He drops the ball, Jane and Mack bringing it down. Pass over to Ethan Mack. He'll find Robert cutting through, and Robert will get stuck with it at the bottom, but he'll find PJ. He passes it to the top to E and Samuelson, down to Jamin. He's looking for a cutter. Pass it to Ethan at the top. He'll find PJ cutting through. And he'll take the shot and miss, get his own rebound. Pass it over to Robert Christensen. He goes up and it's no good. Rebound by the Raiders. Gabe Kachutin tries to bring it down and he loses it. PJ Hamilton resulted with it. And passes it down to Ethan. He tries to pass it down to a cutter and it'll just go off the foot of one of the Raiders. So T-Jack's ball. Jamin passing it in. Pass it in. Back to Jamin. He'll go up for 2 points. Carter Price bringing it down. Some boys trying to get past the T-Jack defense. Looks like they're pressing him a little more, but they got a foul call on number 20. That's a foul on Ian Samuelson. Raiders with the ball, Carter Price trying to find an open man. And as he tries to weave his way past the T-Jacks, they're going to call a carry. The T-Jacks ball. Oh, and as soon as he did let the ball go, he knew what he did wrong. Jamin Mack passes it in. Passed the half court, and he quickly passes it back on the other side to Jamin. That's the over and a back call. On the T-Jacks, Carter Price with the ball for the Raiders. He passes it over to 55. Jerome Torres, steal by the T-Jacks. And Ethan Mack going up with a crossover layup, and it's good. Score now 20-10. Pretty fast-paced game. I didn't even realize that we were ahead by that much until I looked at the score. So 20-10 T-Jacks for just about 5 minutes left in this first half. Let me see if I can tell you who is in for these boys. PJ Hamilton, Ethan Mack, Robert Christensen, Ian Samuelson, and Jamin Mack in for the T-Jacks. And the T-Jacks being coached by Randall Newman. I'm not quite sure. I can't tell who's in for the Raiders right now because they're in their little huddle. 41, Carter Price. 51, N.J. Seamans. 11, Gabe Kachutin. 21, Cade Tirada. And 55, Jerome Torres. And the Raiders coached by Jake Carey. And they're going to call a foul on Gold. 11 was the reach. That's a foul on Jamin Mack. And that'll be 6 team fouls for the T-Jux putting the Raiders in a bonus if they foul again. Carter Price trying to get past the T-Jux defense. He'll find number 51. Just hits the three-point shot. Rebound by PJ. Owen tries to get it to Levi Larson cutting through, but his feet were going before he was. They're going to call travel on him. Raiders ball. Carter Price bringing it down. Pass over to Gage Cuton. He'll pass it right back. And he's stuck in the corner as Ian and TJ defend him. He'll get his way out. Pass over to Gabe Cuton. And they'll swing it way over to NJ Seniors. He'll get stuck. Oh, nice play, though, by number 55, Jerome Torres. He'll do a dribble and a step and a shot, and it's good. Ethan Mack with the ball. Goes up for the layup. No good. Rebound by Jerome Torres. He'll pass it over to Carter Price. He'll bring it down. Some fancy ball work by him. He'll make his way into the paint. Pass it out to Dave Cuton. He'll pass it to NJ Siemens at the baseline. They're going to call a foul. And that foul will put him on the line for his bonus shot because there were 17 fouls for the T-Jex. They're now shooting for their fouls. They'll get one shot. And if they make it, they'll get two. The first shot is up, no good. Rebound by Carter Price. He'll put it back up, no good. Rebound by PJ. They'll pass it down to Jamin, who finds Ian Samuelson cutting through. He'll do a crossover layup, and it's good. Gabe Cuton with the ball for the Raiders. He'll get stuck, but he'll find his team. Oh, hard foul by PJ Hamilton. Maybe not. I thought it would be a foul, but it's an out-of-bounds off the Raiders. So T-Jack ball. Jamin Max bring it down. He'll shoot, miss, rebound by PJ. He'll try to make his way in. Nice, nice play by him. He'll run the baseline with a hop and a dribble and one power shot, and it's good. 24-12, T-Jack. And Gabe Cuton with the shot, and that's good. Nice shot by him, nothing but net. Ian Samuelson with the ball. Pass over to Connor Samuelson. Back to Ian. He'll shoot the long three-point shot. Missed, rebound by Jamin. Jamin bringing it to the top. Pass back to Ian. He'll pass it to Connor. Connor back to Jamin. Jamin will run the baseline, go up for a layup. Missed. Rebound by Levi. He puts it up with a miss. Rebound by Connor. He'll put it up in a miss. Carter Price with the ball for Unalaska. He'll bring it down. Passes it to 51 NJ Seaman. A way long pass over to Jake Cuton. He'll shoot the three-point shot. Looks way short. Rebound by NJ Seaman. He'll put it right back up for 2 points. He's got to get the ball. And Connor passes it to Ian. Ian to Connor. Connor to Jamin. Jamin will take the shot. And it's way off. Rebound. Rebound that's safe. Gabe Tirada, but he'll land on the line. Out of bounds. Raiders. T-Jack's ball. PJ takes it out at the bottom. Passes into Jamin. Nice screen by Connor. He'll pass it over to Ian, though. Ian will pass it back to Jamin. He'll find PJ cutting through. And again, that power dribble, one hop, one shot for PJ's working because 2 points for them. Raiders with the ball. Gabe Cuton up top. He'll pass it over to NJ Siemens. He'll find Carter Price at the three-point line. Shoot and a miss. Rebound by Gabe Cuton. He'll put it right back up and a miss. Rebound by Connor. He passes it way down to PJ. He'll go up with it, and it's good. 28-16, 45 seconds left in the first half. Carter Price bringing it down for the Raiders. Pass over to Gabe Cuton. He'll find NJ Simmons. passes it right back to Gabe. Pass over to Carter. They try to make their way in. Almost done. Pass out to Jerome Torres. And almost a steal by the T-Jacks. And there is a steal by the T-Jacks. Ian with the ball. Passes it over to Jamin. Jamin going to be called for the double dribble. We have a sub for the Raiders. Number 5, Alex Sweetmatter in for Gabe Kachutin. Carter Price looking up the clock, just 15 seconds left, trying to get a play here. Stops at the top. They'll be pressured by the T-Jacks, and they're going to be a lockup there between Alex Sweetmatter and Ian Samuelson. Jump ball, T-Jacks ball. Timeout called by Randall Newman. Just 8 seconds left. 4-1. 28-16. T-Jack. Full timeout means there's 1 whole minute that the boys get off. It also means the boys could leave the court. Just 8 seconds left in the first half. Pretty empty crowd. We have today, it must be an early Saturday morning for some. And for the T-Jacks, Jamin Nass, Levi Larson, Ian Samuelson, Connor Samuelson, and PJ Hamilton. Your rest, as always, go tell the Charles Mack. And the T-Jacks will take it out. Just a quick 8 seconds left. Jamin Nass passing it over to Connor Sanderson. He's looking for a player. Finds Ian cutting through. Oh, and if that's what they planned from that little minute timeout, it worked. Pass over to Ian Samuelson, who cut around right to the top and shot the three-point shot, and it was nothing but net. So that means it's 31-16 T-Jacks, and that buzzer means it's halftime. So we will let you listen to some music for about 10 minutes, and we'll call back.
Thank you very much, Amy. So, great game going over there between the Unalaska Raiders and King Cove. We are going to go ahead and cut some music, as Amy said. So we'll see you in 10 minutes. You just want to stay on the line?
Sounds good. I'll talk to you then.
Okay. Thank you so much, Amy. All right, so let's go ahead and get some music going for you guys. We're going to start out with a little bit of the 60s. Here comes a little Bob Dylan for you. Hey, Amy, we're back to you.
All right, well, we're just a little bit late starting. I had to get my coffee and had to run back when I heard the buzzer. So we're at 7.5 minutes. Just 30 seconds, we missed, but just a timeout now. Score still the same. 35-16. Actually, I don't know if that was the same, but that's the score now. In for the T-Jacks, Jamin Mack, Ian Samuelson, PJ Hamilton, Levi Larson, and Ethan Mack. It is Raiders ball. Carter Price with the ball, taking it down. He'll dribble past half court and be met by a bunch of T-Jacks. He'll get it over to Jerome Torres, who tries to pass it over, but it will be stolen by P.J. Hamilton. He'll take it up and go in with it. T-Jacks really pressuring him once they get past half court, and they just seem to stop and get lost. But number 51, A.J. Siemens, tries to pass it over to Chris DePant, who is cutting through. It'll be knocked out of bounds by Jamin Mack. Nice defense by him. Ball still remains with the Raiders. Pass attempt over to one of the boys, but it'll be stolen. And Ethan Mack with a wide open layup. He'll miss. Rebound by the T-Jacks, though. Jamin Mack with the top. He'll use the screen by a PJ, try to force it in, but they're going to almost lose it. It'll be a jump ball. Yeah, I think it'll stay with the T-Jex. Yep, Ian Samuelson taking it out. Pass it to Jamin Mack at the top. He lets his boys reset up. Nice screen by PJ. Screen and a cut through. He'll try to take it up and miss. Rebound. Pass over to Cade Tirada. He'll pass it over to Carter Price. He tries to dribble past half court. He'll make it there. And he'll pass it down to 45. They'll go up for the shot. Missed rebound. Passed out to number 21. They'll shoot and miss rebound by number 5, Alex Friedmander. He'll take it up and miss. Boys just shooting left and right. But nothing's falling for him. Finally, number 5, Alex Friedmander, gets the shot, and it's good. Jamin Mack with the ball. Bring it down for the T-Jex. He finds PJ cutting at the baseline. He'll find Jamin cutting straight through. Nice play by them. He'll take it up. Shot is good. Raiders ball. Steal by PJ Hamilton. They'll go up for the layup. And it's good. 41-18 T-Jex. Carter Price bringing it down. He'll make his way past the boys. Pass over to 21. He'll lose the ball, though. Ian Samuelson taking it down. Pass to Jamin Mack. Jamin will take it to the top. Let his boys set up. PJ doing the screen. Cutting through. Jamin will take the shot. And it's good. Carter Price with the ball. He'll pass it over to 55, Jerome Torres. He'll run the baseline. Pass it to 21. He'll pass it back to 45, and it's stolen by Levi Larson. 4 boys getting caught left and right with the ball, looking like a foul on 55 with the push. That's a foul on Jerome Torres. Maybe it wasn't on them. The foul was on Levi. 34, because the ball's with the Raiders. They wouldn't give the ball back to them if there was a foul call. But 55 with the ball stuck at the top. They just can't seem to get past the T-Jax defense. They're going to call a jump ball. And this time the possession goes through the T-Jax. Okay, 2 points by the T-Jax, number 55, trying to get his way past the T-Jax, and it's stolen by Ian Samuelson. He'll go up for the layup, and it's good, and on his way up, he gets a little shove by number 55, Jerome Torres. And that basket was good, but that'll still put him on the line for a 3-point play, because he was fouled as he was shooting. Ian Samuelson for the 3-point play. Oh, in and out. Rebound by PJ Hamilton, though. He didn't even put his feet on the ground. Jumped up with the rebound and shot, and it's good. Number 5 with the ball, Alex Friedmander. He'll pass it down to someone who wasn't there. It'll still be Raiders ball. They'll try to pass down to number 21, Kate Tirada, but it'll go right out of bounds. T-Jax ball. Jamin Mack with the long pass to Ian. He'll pass it to PJ Hamilton. He was cutting through. He'll go up for the layup, and it's good. Nice play by the T-Jax. On 55, tries to bring it past the T-Jax defense, but it'll be stolen by Jamin. He'll go down all by his lonesome there. Go up for the free throw and make it. Number 5, Alex Friedmander, trying to bring it down. 2 steals in a row for Jamin Mack. Once again, 2 points for Jamin. The boys quickly set right back up. 55 will try to bring it down this time. Stolen by Ethan Mack. He'll go up. Quick 6 points for the T-Jax. They're going to call a timeout, which I think is much needed. Boys playing a little flustered. They just can't seem to get past the T-Jax defense on this. court there. As I said, that was a quick 6 points for the T-Jacks. 2 steals by Jamin Mack and 1 steal by Ethan Mack, both resulting in 2 points for the T-Jacks. Score 57-18 T-Jacks with just 3:17 left in the third quarter. In for the T-Jacks, number 11, Jamin Mack, 20, Ian Samuelson, 40, Ethan Mack, 44, P.J. Hamilton, and 34, Levi Larson. In for the Raiders, number 5, Alex Streetmatter, 41, Carter Price, 55, Jerome Torres, 45, Krista Pound, and 43, Connor McCracken. Oh, I lied. Number 11's in. And that's Gabe Pachutin. He'll try to pass it down to Alex Streetmatter. That'll go right out of bounds. T-Jack's ball. Jamin bringing it down. Pass to Ethan. He'll pass it back to the top to Connor. And pass it right back to Ethan. Boys playing that way far out. Pass to Jamin at way past 3-point line. He'll shoot it, and it's beautiful. 3 points for Jamin. 60-18 T-Jacks. And number 5, Alex Streetmatter with the ball. And he'll drive in, shoot and miss. Nice try by him, though. Number 20, Ian Samuelson with the ball. He'll pass it over to Connor. Connor passes to Jamin. Jamin to Ian. Ian to Ethan. Boys playing way far out. Spread. I think they're trying to pull that Raiders defense out and try to get it to those cutters. Ethan with the ball, pass it out to Jamin. He'll find PJ cutting through. He'll pass it right back out to Ethan. Pass to Jamin. Jamin will pass it to PJ. Boys just taking their time. Pass to Jamin. He'll pass it to Connor. Boys still playing their offense really spread out. But they'll find P.J. Hamilton. He'll fake a shot, dribble in, go up with it. Good for 2 points. Gabe Pachutin bringing it down. Boys looking like they might have laid off a bit. 43 with the ball for the Raiders. Connor McCracken. He'll try to dribble in. Stolen away by P.J. Hamilton. And he's just playing around, I think, now because he goes all by himself down to make a layup and just goes right around, brings it to the top. Lets his boys come down. Ethan Mack with the ball now. He'll pass it in to PJ. PJ, the biggest guy out there by far. He'll just hold it above his head. Pass to Ian. Ian will pass to Ethan. Ethan to Jamin. Jamin to PJ. PJ will find Connor at the back door, cutting through. He'll pass it right back out. Boys playing way far spread out to cut it. PJ cutting in. He'll go up for the shot. He'll miss, get his own rebound, and miss again. 64-18 T-Jacks. And if you were here, you would see how not little, I guess, how much shorter the Raiders are to the T-Jacks. But won't stop them for playing their hearts out and playing with such intensity. But our T-Jacks really towering over the Raiders. T-Jacks with the ball now. Ian at the top of the 3-point line. He'll shoot and miss, and rebound by Jamin Mack. He'll pass it into Ethan. Jamin will pass it. Oh, just 3-2-1. That buzzer means of the third quarter. Last quick second shot by P.J. Hamilton. He'll take it up, and it's good. 66-18 T-Jack. And it's so quiet in the gym, I can hear Coach Randall say, man up. So we'll see how they do playing a man at this last quarter. Once again, we have a game right after this, I think. The next game is at 11 o'clock. That is, if they get an hour in before then, I will let you know what we decide before we start, obviously. But the next scheduled game is between the Sandpoint Eagles and the other Unalaska JV team. Should be a good game. T-Jax ball. Ethan Mack dribbling past the half court. He'll stop at the top, pass to Ethan. He'll pass it to Ian at the top. Pass back to Connor. Ethan with the ball. He finds Robert at the top of the key. He'll pass it right back out. He'll get the ball again at the top of the key. Not sure what they're looking for. A play, I think. I think they're trying to run a play. But pass over to pass over to Levi. He'll be out of bounds as he catches it, though, out of bounds. Raiders ball, number 31 with the ball. John Garduk, pass it over to Alex Street Matter. They're going to call a foul on, I believe, Connor Samuelson, 25, yeah. So the Raiders will still have the ball, pass into Alex Street Matter. They dribble to the top of the key, pass over to McCracken. They'll try to get it over to Tirada, but P.J. Hamilton will be there. They'll hit it out of bounds. Possession stays with the Raiders. Street Matter with the ball at the top. He tries to dribble his way in. He'll find Ethan with the steal. Oh, and it'll be stolen away from him by McCracken. He'll try to make his way down the court. Also over to number 31, who takes a long three-point shot, and it is beautiful. Nothing but net. Number 31, John Garduk for the 3 points. That puts the Raiders at 21. T-Jax with the ball. Ethan passed to Connor. Connor to Ian. Finds Robert cutting through at the top. I think he's looking for somebody to be cutting through the back door, but nobody's ever there. Still playing a very wide offense. Hanging around the top. Ian with the ball at the top. Passes it to Robert again at the top of the paint there. Passes it right back to Ian way far. Levi with the ball, passes it down to Ian, who passes it out to Ethan. Not sure if they're trying to burn the clock. There's still a lot of time left, but they're still playing it pretty wide. Not attempting to go in. Oh, and that must be what they've been waiting for. Beautiful cut by Ian Samuelson. He'll go up for 2 points. And number 31, bring it down. Garduk for the Raiders, pass over to McCracken. He'll go make his way past this. T-Jax go up for the layup and just miss. Number 31, he'll shoot. Garduk up and no good. Rebound by Levi. Oh, and they're going to get mixed up, but T-Jax will come out with the ball. Ethan Mack at the top of the key. Again, playing such a wide offense. And they'll pass to Robert at the top of the key. Pass it right back out to Ethan. Ethan to Connor. Connor to Robert at the top. He turns and looks, but there's nobody there, so he'll pass it right back out. And some boys cutting through. He'll find Levi at the top of the key. Levi passing it right back out to Connor. Connor to Ian at the top. Coach yelling at him to run it, so let's see what happens here. Oh. Connor, or Ian Samuelson, passing it to no one. It'll go straight out of bounds. Raiders ball. And Garduk bringing it down for the Raiders. And it'll be almost stolen. It will be stolen by Levi Larson. And Ethan Mack with the shot, and he'll go up with it and miss. They're going to call a foul on number 5 with the push. That'll put
Ethan Mack at the line because of shooting foul. Score now 68-21 T-Jex. Oh, is he shooting? Oh, now I'm yelling at the people for the clock going, but it's a rule we have at ASA. Once they're at a certain point ahead, the clock keeps going. It's a mercy rule, I believe it's called. Oh, they're going to call a timeout, right? Score 68-21, T-Jack. And the clock stops now because obviously it's a timeout. But yes, I think that if you are over, maybe it's 30 points ahead. I think it's 30. The clock keeps going. Let me see if I can tell you who's in for the teams here. 44, PJ Hamilton. 21, Robert Christensen. 40, Ethan Mack. 25, Connor Samuelson. And number 11, Damon Mack. And that buzzer's trying to signal the Raiders in. Ethan Mack still on the line because he didn't take his shot. They called the timeout, so he's still on the line. Oh, Omaha. He's obviously joking around with his team, boys in good spirits as they are so far ahead. They'll shoot and miss. Rebound by Alex Streetmatter. He'll dribble it down for the Raiders. Just a minute and a half left now. He'll try to dribble past Jamin. Just can't do it. He'll stop. Steal by the T-Jacks. Jamin. Bring it down. He'll pass it over to Ethan. Ethan looking for an open man. He'll find Connor at the three-point line. He'll shoot and air ball by him. But he'll pass it, I guess you could consider that a pass then to P.J. Hamilton. He'll pass it to the top, and it's almost stolen away by number 31, John Garduk. But it'll be T-Jex ball. Damon Mack bringing it down. Pass over to Connor. Connor to Ethan. Ethan to P.J. at the top of the key. Pass it right back out to Jamin. Jamin to Ethan. Ethan to PJ. And he'll go up with it. Miss. Get his own rebound. Pass over to Roberts. And they're going to call travel on him. Raiders ball. Gardu bring it down. Just 20 seconds left in the whole game. 68-21 to Jack. And it'll be stolen away by P.J. Hamilton. He'll pass it over to Ethan, who's all by himself. He'll go up for the layup, and it's good. 3-2-1 score 70-21. T-Jack, good game by both teams.